The Mecklenburg County manager's budget included a lot of what Charlotte school officials asked for, but two requests targeting the needs of mainly students of color were left out. CMS officials want $1.5 million to hire more English as a second language teachers and $500,000 for cultural training for educators. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports on why some think that funding is needed.
Jody Beam has taught English as a second language at Providence High School for 17 years.
There's a half-time person, but I have been the only person at Providence for quite a while now. I have 71 limited English proficient kids. It's a big load for one person, that's for sure.
Beam says 23 languages are spoken at Providence, but most of her ESL speak Spanish. She remembers one student in particular from Puerto Rico who entered her class as a freshman 4 years ago speaking no English.
She came here and she walked in my door with her mom and dad and immediately started crying, and I thought I'd never see her again.
But she did, and after spending a lot of time in ESL and other language development classes, Beam says that student graduated this year. She credits the student's determination and the ESL instruction.
We're trained to look for things that are easily accessible to an English learner. We slow down. I know the kinds of required text that they can get quickly, something that they don't have to struggle with the language level as well as the objective I'm trying to teach them.
ESL students' numbers are growing nationwide and especially in North Carolina, where nearly 7% of students fall in that category. According to district numbers, in 2012, there were more than 14,000 ESL students in Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools. It's now about 17,000. CMS officials want the county to provide funding so they can hire 20 additional ESL teachers next year. School board member Erica Ellis-Stewart.
Spanish language residents are one of the fastest growing segments of our population and in our school system. And so making sure that we have teachers in place who can work with children who may be coming with little to no English language skill is crucially important.
This also plays into the need for more cultural sensitivity training. More than 24% of CMS students are Hispanic, but only about 3% of teachers are Hispanic. For African Americans, that's 38% students, and about 5% of teachers are Black. Ellis Stewart says that's why they want county commissioners to approve cultural training funding for teachers, starting with 800 educators next year.
As I'm out in the community, I hear quite frequently parents who are concerned about suspension and behavioral referrals. Would my child receive this type of interaction if the teacher understood them more effectively as a Black child, as a Latino student? Maybe there just isn't that cultural context to allow the teacher to do that in a way that's effective.
Parent Precious Oliphant says her two children have had negative interactions with teachers of other races at times. She says her daughter, Ziana, whose speech on racial inequality before the school board went viral 2 years ago, was transferred to a different class once because she felt she was being treated unfairly. She thinks the cultural training is necessary.
Our children are prejudged before their character is even known, you know, just because the color of their skin or the way they decide to wear their hair, experiencing a battle on a daily basis just because what they look like. It will be a wonderful thing to have the teachers to have the knowledge how to be sensitive to their needs.
County Budget and Management Director Michael Bryant says they realize the importance of the cultural training and ESL teachers, but he says the requests come at a time when county dollars are stretched thin.
Those are two of maybe half a dozen expansion programs that CMS submitted as part of their request. And it just came down to affordability. We're not in a position to provide additional funding to expand existing programs. And that's just not unique to CMS, but other programs as well.
That mindset disappoints Providence ESL teacher Jody Beam, not just for her school, but others that have several hundred ESL students and one or no ESL teachers.
I just fear larger and larger classes and less help. That's not an answer. That worries me.
The county will hold public hearings on the budget next week. Ellis Stewart says she's cautiously optimistic that they will get the ESL and cultural training funding, but she adds anything and everything could change between now and when commissioners vote on the budget June 19th. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.